Oh, you look so cute. Come on in. Welcome to your new nursery. Oh, isn't it cute? You look so excited. Yeah, do you see your crib? Yeah, over here we have your crib all set up by the window. So that means, look at mommy, that means no more sleeping in mommy's bed. You've got your own little space to take naps. And look how high these railings are. I don't think there's any chance you'll be able to get out of here by yourself. I don't think so. I found this cute little hanging toy. How adorable is that with the little animals on it? The minute I saw it, I knew I had to get it for you. Yeah. Hopefully it'll make nap time a little bit easier. You want to sleep with mommy? I know, baby. But you're too little. Babies have to sleep in their cribs. Mommy sleeps with daddy. And over here, come here, baby. Let me show you. We have your new changing table all set up. Isn't this so nice? Since you're wearing diapers 24/7 now, you definitely don't need access to the bathroom. You're much too little for that. And this is going to make changes so much easier. Look under here. Mommy's got all your diaper changing supplies, all your diapers and your wipes and the baby powder. And there's even some straps up here to keep you in place. Yeah, does that make you blushy? I know you get extra squirmy during changes and mommy doesn't want you to fall off the table. That wouldn't be good, would it? No. Okay, come over here. I'm so excited about this. I needed a way to keep you out of trouble while mommy gets ready or cooks dinner. So the best solution was this little playpen. It's going to help me relax knowing you're safe and locked up in here while mommy's busy. Yeah? Is that going to make you feel so little? I can tell you like it. Little babies like you have such busy little hands. And you're always sticking things in your mouth and getting into trouble, aren't you? Yeah, little babies like you can't be trusted on their own. You're going to look so cute in this. What do you like so far? Oh, you see your high chair over there? Yeah, you're way too little to be sitting at the table with the grown-ups. High chairs are much safer for babies like you. Look, it's got a little tray attached here. It's going to make cleaning up much easier. So no more sitting at the table for you. Yeah, you're just going to have your meals here. How about we get you all settled in your playpen now? Come here, sweetie. There we go. Oh, you look so cute and little in there. Are you stuck? Yeah. Now you're not going to be able to get into trouble. And speaking of trouble, mommy has some new rules for you over here on this chalkboard. Since you're too little, how about I read them to you? Yeah, you're just a baby. Rule number one. Baby is not allowed to walk or talk. If you want to get around, you know you have to crawl. And if you want something, you can fuss and whine until mommy figures out what you need, right? You're to act exactly like a baby. Rule number two. All of your meals must be eaten in your high chair. That includes when mommy has company over. You're just a baby and you're far too little to sit at the table with the adults. You understand? Yeah, even when mommy has friends over, you're going to be in your high chair. Rule number three. Baby must take all naps in the crib. No exceptions. I know you have a hard time sleeping alone. So some nights you may need to sleep in mommy's bed, but absolutely all your naps are going to happen in your crib. Yeah. Oh, don't pout. That's why mommy got it for you. Don't get fussy now. Come on, you wanted this. Rule number four. You're going to be nursed at least three times a day. Once in the morning when you wake up, and then in the afternoon after you have lunch in your high chair, but before your nap. And the third time will be just before bed. And of course, you can always nurse more than that, sweetie, but that's just the minimum. Do you understand? Yeah, I don't think you're going to have a problem with that rule at all. Let's see. Rule number five. Mommy's in charge of everything. You're just a baby, so you don't get to make any more decisions. And that includes picking out what you want to wear, what you want to eat, or what you want to do. Okay? Now that you're a baby, it's my responsibility to decide those things for you. I know it's best for you. Moving on to rule number 6, you have to be diapered at all times, of course. This kind of goes without saying, but the potty is strictly off limits for you. At this point, you've lost most of the control of your bladder anyway, so you really do need diapers. I can't have you running around making messes all over the place. The only time your diaper is allowed to come off is when you're taking a bath or getting your diaper changed. Do you understand? You're not allowed to touch your diaper at all. And that leads me to rule number 7. You're not allowed to ask for a diaper change. As I mentioned earlier, babies aren't in charge of anything. So if your diaper is too full, you do what a baby would do. And you already know what that is, don't you? Yeah, you cry, and mommy's going to make it all better. Rule number 8, you're not allowed to get out of your crib, high chair, changing table, or playpen by yourself. You always have to ask permission and get assistance from mommy. You're way too little, and these are in place for your safety, okay? Yeah, mommy's going to make sure you're nice and safe. And the final rule, you're only allowed to watch baby shows, nothing that is too adult. That means you can watch cartoons and baby channels, but no big boy shows. So as long as you follow these rules, we shouldn't have any problems. But if you break them, there will be consequences. And I really don't want to have to punish you. So, can you promise me that you're going to be a super good baby and you're going to follow these rules? Look at me. Say yes, mommy. Oh, I really hope so. Come here. Let's get you ready for your nap.